Donegal, for the second week in a row, played their best football in the second half and once again came up just short. 4 points separated the sides at the finish, with Sligo's elusive corner forward Luke Maron capping a fine individual performance with 8 points, six of them from play. Keane Rooney and David Boyle with three each top scored for Donegal, who for the second week in a row play their best football after the half-time break. Sligo, last year's Connacht Under-20 champions, were the better side, particularly in that opening half, and deservedly led 0-8 to 0-4 at half-time. Luke Maron, Darrow Boyle, Kieran Kenny and Canis Mulligan scored for the 8th county. Glenn Finns, Ward and Keane Rooney, the Aeroa clubman, were the only Donegal players to raise flags against a much stronger and more direct Sligo outfit. 4 ahead at the break, Maron extended the Sligo lead out to 6 early in the second half and before Donegal caught their second half breaths. Donegal manager Leo McLoone made 8 changes from last weekend's starting 15 that lost to Derry, and he also made a host more in the second half after the half-time. But finally Donegal got the grip around the game around midfield. Sean Ward got them up and running and cracked a shot off the butt of the post as the locals took the fight to the Sligo. Christy Mulligan, David Boyle with 3 frees, Keane Rooney and Keane McMillan all split the post as Donegal reeled off 6 points in a great spell to 1 from Maron to cut the Sligo lead to a single point, 0-11 to 0-10 with time almost up. But a super goal on the hour mark from Ross Doherty settled it, and Maron brought the curtain down on the scoring with 8 points, his 8th point of the afternoon. Final score, once again, Sligo 1-12, Donegal 0-11.